Minnesota Sports Report is supported by the Minnesota DNR, reminding you to play it safe while burning this winter. Check local restrictions at mndnr.gov/restrictions.
For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. It'll be a busy night for the local pro teams, including in St. Paul, where the Wild will host the Vancouver Canucks. The Wild got Bobby Brink at the trade deadline from Philadelphia, and after missing some games with injury, he's settling in with his new squad.
Yeah, it's never ideal to get injured right away, but I think, it kind of helped me get used to the guys and kind of be around the organization a lot, just hanging out with, getting worked on, and trainers were great to me. And so, it's been a learning experience, but it's been good.
What do you want to get out of these last eight games? I know you'd love to get eight straight wins, but for you personally in your game, as you try to ramp up towards the playoffs, what do you want to get out of these final eight games?
Yeah, I just want to keep playing hard and trying to do what I can to help the team win. That's what it's about in the playoffs, and so I want to start that now.
Bobby, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Brink and the Wild face the Canucks tonight at 7. The Timberwolves are in Detroit at 6. The Pistons beat the Wolves on Saturday at Target Center.
You know, we're looking forward to this rematch. We just played them, you know, 2 games ago. We had just a brutal offensive game. You know, they did a good job of forcing us into tough shots, but we also missed a lot of really good shots. I think, we'll hopefully make those. But it was a kind of an outlier in our offense. I'd really never seen us shoot as poorly as we did that night. But again, you know, all credit to them. They played better and they have a great defense.
That's Wolves head coach Chris Finch yesterday with Paul Allen at KFAN. Yeah, the Timberwolves and Pistons have a rematch tonight at 6. Last night, the Gopher men fell to Baylor. 67-48 was the final. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.